USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The aftermath of Hurricane Zeta. At least six dead and millions without power as the hurricane slammed into Louisiana and dashed across the South. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said the state sustained catastrophic damage on Grand Isle and Jefferson Parish, where Zeta punched three breaches in the levee.
The biggest challenge we have is restoration of electricity. There's significant damage to homes, to businesses, to infrastructure across southeast Louisiana.
The Louisiana National Guard has been called to assist with search and rescue efforts. Zeta was a Category 2 hurricane when it made landfall in southeastern Louisiana Wednesday. The fast-moving storm had started to move off the coast of New Jersey by Thursday evening. When Wall Street closed on Thursday, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 were in positive territory. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President Trump spent the day in Florida, a key battleground state in the election. As he makes a closing argument for why he should stay on the job, several polls show him trailing his Democratic rival Joe Biden. At a rally in Tampa, where everyone was virtually maskless and shoulder-to-shoulder, the president called on Floridians to turn out the vote.
You have to get out and vote. We are creating the greatest red wave in the history of our country.
By contrast, Biden was on the other side of the state in South Florida at a socially distanced drive-through rally. The vice president under Barack Obama gave a counter-argument.
When Barack and I left office, we left Donald Trump a strong economy. Stronger than the one he handled. And just like everything else he inherited, he blew it.
Campaigning is expected to continue Friday, 4 days until Election Day. Get news anytime at our website, usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Tech giant Apple appears to be getting ready to take a bite out of the competition. USA Radio's Lance Pry explains.
Apple is planning to build its own search engine to rival Google, according to Wednesday's Financial Times report. U.S. antitrust authorities are threatening to squash deals Google made with device makers to be the only search engine as the default option, specifically iPhones and Samsung phones. Apple's iPhone has started to show its own search engine results and link directly to websites when users type in search queries directly from the home screen in versions iOS 14 and later. The report stated Google pays Apple between $8 and $12 billion every year for its search engine deal. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Jerry Falwell Jr. is suing Liberty University in Virginia, the school founded by his father and had led until he resigned after several personal scandals in August. He accuses the school of damaging his reputation, alleging they accepted, with no verification, statements made by Giancarlo Granda, who had an affair with Falwell's wife, and attempted to extort the couple. A university spokesman says the lawsuit will be reviewed. The school also launched an independent investigation into Falwell's tenure as president and chancellor. Former Miss America Lianza Cornette, who was crowned in 1993, has died. Her death was announced late Wednesday by the Miss America organization. No cause was given. Cornette was 49 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.